Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The World Health Organization has criticized the European Union's announcement that it will bring in export controls on vaccines produced within the bloc. The head of the WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, again warned that vaccine nationalism would only prolong the pandemic. A senior WHO official, Dr. Mike Ryan, urged those protecting their own supplies of vaccines to think of health workers around the world who may be more in need.
They're right down the end of the queue right now, and they're looking up to the top of the queue. And the people at the top of the queue are fighting about where they are in the queue. I mean, that's what it looks like. Fighting over the cake when they don't even have access to the crumbs.
Brussels introduced the measure amid a row with vaccine manufacturers over delivery shortfalls, but it was forced to backtrack on plans to override part of the Brexit agreement and impose restrictions on the export of vaccines across the border on the island of Ireland after a diplomatic row. Kevin Connolly is in Brussels.
The European Commission's readiness to impose border controls to restrict any flow of vaccines into Northern Ireland flew in the face of years of Brexit diplomacy, in which it claimed repeatedly that avoiding just such a hard border in Ireland was one of its key diplomatic objectives. Extraordinarily, it seems the threat to invoke legal powers in the Northern Ireland Protocol was taken without consulting the Irish government. There was talk of deep unhappiness in Dublin. It seems clear that the European Commission's anger and frustration at falling behind in the race to vaccinate its populations prompted the sudden sharp escalation in what has been referred to as a vaccine war.
A team from the World Health Organization investigating the origins of the coronavirus in China has visited the hospital in Wuhan, where some of the first patients officially diagnosed with COVID-19 were treated. The WHO team plans to visit labs, markets and hospitals during its remaining 2 weeks in Wuhan. From there, Stephen McDonnell reports.
Doctors here at the Jinyin Tan Hospital have published research about Wuhan's earliest known coronavirus case. Scientists from the World Health Organization came to this centre, which treats infectious disease patients, on their second full day out of quarantine. The WHO team is now able to visit sites like this for face-to-face interviews. However, their main role is to analyse work already carried out in China rather than conduct their own studies. The international experts have said that the process of tracking the origins of the coronavirus is highly complicated and may take years to complete.
The Brazilian health regulator says it's received a request for full regulatory approval of the AstraZeneca vaccine in the country, which has already been authorised for emergency use. When approved, Brazil plans for the AstraZeneca vaccine to be manufactured locally. World News from the BBC.